KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report, your inside connection to everything sports at Fresno State, featuring Eddie Hughes and Fresno State Director of Athletics, Jim Bartko, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. It's a great day to be a Bulldog. I'm Eddie Hughes, back in the friendly confines of the KFSR studio. After a little bit of a summer hiatus, it's officially August, which means the start of Fresno State football fall camp, which also means us braving a muggy 100 and something degrees to watch the Dogs practicing the past couple days. But hey, I'm not complaining, because what's more fun than Bulldog football? A bit of fun news was made public this week as Coach Jeff Tedford announced at his weekly press conference that Fresno State will be retiring Derek Carr's jersey at the season opener on September 2nd at Bulldog Stadium. Derek Carr will be in attendance. He'll address the team. Every fan in attendance will receive a commemorative number 4 t-shirt thanks to the generosity of Valley Children's. Derek's name and number 4 will go up there on that Bulldog Stadium press box right alongside his older brothers. And as a lot of people will remember, David Carr was the last Bulldog to have his jersey retired back in 2007. It's a very deserving honor for Derek. You know, everything he did both on and off the field in his time representing Fresno State was a huge positive for the university, a huge positive for the whole region, really. And Coach Jeff Tedford talked about that in his first weekly press conference of the season. He touched on what to expect as fall camp opens up for the 2017 Bulldogs, and we'll bring you that audio in just a few moments. The Bulldogs have more than 30 newcomers in camp, and a few names fans will get to know very quickly, I have a feeling, such as UCLA graduate transfer Johnny Johnson. He's a Central High School alum who's making his presence felt already out there at fall camp. He's got just this one season to be a Bulldog after already graduating at UCLA, but he'll be eligible immediately and is looking really good out there at practice. There's also running back Ronnie Rivers, a name a lot of Bulldog fans will recognize. He's the son of Fresno State legend Ron Rivers, who was the all-time leading rusher at the school up until Robbie Rouse surpassed that record in 2012. And a lot of Valley recruits are suiting up for the Dogs, and it feels like it's sort of the popular thing to do right now to stay home to represent that hometown, or in some guys' cases, you know, return home and transfer back from other schools to represent the Green V. It's going to be fun to see how all those new guys mesh with all the returning players, the Dogs, of course, being among the nation's leaders and returning starters. And one position battle I'm specifically intrigued to watch unfold in fall camp is at running back. We already mentioned incoming freshman Ronnie Rivers. He's one of a slew of guys competing for playing time at running back, along with another true freshman, Jordan Mims. Dontell James, the starter much of last season, is back for his senior year and looks as healthy as he's been during his time as a Bulldog. There's also sophomore Josh Hokett, a Clovis High School product. He moved from linebacker to running back halfway through last season and really added a lot of toughness and grit at the position with his running style, going right through would-be tacklers instead of around them. He'll factor into that competition as he was listed atop the depth chart to open fall camp. Then there's Savion Johnson, a redshirt freshman who showed promise in the spring. DeJounte O'Neal, a Bullard High School product, is back from a season-ending injury he suffered last year. And he's got the ability to really give this offense a big playmaker when he can get out in open space and make people miss. There's redshirt freshman Deontay Perry, who also had some injury trouble last year, but who might be one of the fastest players on the team. And we haven't even talked about the big-time transfer Tulare Union High School product Romello Harris, who went to Washington State last year, decided to transfer back home to the Valley and be a Bulldog. He'll have to sit out this year before he's eligible next year as per the NCAA transfer rules, but he'll certainly factor into that competition next season. So keep an eye out at running back. It's an area last year that plagued the Bulldogs with so many injuries, so many inexperienced guys. Suddenly this season, with some strong recruiting efforts and guys getting healthy, the team has a number of good options and depth. They'll still lack that ideal experience, so it'll really be fun to see who comes out day by day at practice and really earns playing time out of that group, because earning it is something they will have to do. And with that said, without further ado, we'll bring up that audio from Coach Jeff Tedford's weekly press conference.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Great to see you all. It's the most exciting day of the year for me and our staff, and that's to have all the players report back for camp, our first practice tomorrow. We did have some of the young guys in yesterday, the newcomers, and had a little workout with them and started the process of incorporating them into our program. We have had a great summer. Our strength and conditioning coach, Andy Ward, has done a phenomenal job with these guys. Being around these guys and seeing the change in their attitude, their excitement, and their enthusiasm to kick this off has been great. I think our guys, through the process of spring football, the academic semester through the spring, they performed very, very well. They took another step through summer, and now it's time for us to take one more step in fall camp. Anytime we go to fall camp, there's always obviously some goals, and that's number one is continue to define the standard, the expectations on which we are going to perform around here, and our guys have done a great job with that. Also, it's to create our depth, make sure that we understand everything that we're doing in all of our systems, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And one of the biggest things is come together as a family and understand the pride and tradition of Bulldog football. And so we couldn't be more excited to get started. Really pleased with our staff. Thought we did a great job through recruiting. There's a lot of newcomers that are here that we're excited to have on our team and in our program, and looking forward to what their contribution may be. And so just a lot of excitement right now. Can't wait to kick it off tomorrow. So with that, any questions?
Well, questions from the floor is please use this mic and let me know.
Let me say one more thing while you all are shy and not asking questions. It's my great honor today to announce that we're going to be retiring Derek Carr's jersey on September 2nd. It's an awesome thing. I don't think there's any better ambassador that we could ask for with Derek Carr. Obviously, what he did on the football field, conference championships, player of the year, numerous school records, academic All-American, so we balance it on and off the football field, which is always what we're looking for. Obviously, as he has gone on into the NFL, has done very special things. I feel that I have a extra personal gratification of this because when David was here and he was 5 years old, he was out there, we were doing drops when he was 5 years old with his Nerf football. So it's awesome to see him this many years later, having his jersey retired here and being such a great ambassador for our university and our football program. So that's going to take place on September 2nd. The game is at 7 o'clock, and I believe it's going to be at halftime. Is that correct?
Correct.
So the other great thing about it is it works in his schedule with the Raiders, that he's going to have a little bit of time off, and he's going to be able to be here and be present for our opener, which I'm sure is going to excite the fans as well as our team for sure.
And, Coach, obviously that's something that will bring fans out, that also honors great moments from the past. But what about the future? How big of an impact can that have on your current team and future teams that you have a guy at the top of his game in that kind of spotlight with the richest deal in NFL history that's one of yours?
Well, anytime that, you know, our guys go on and play at the next level, obviously Derek is the most current, probably the highest profile guy. I think kids can aspire to that, you know, and to have Derek to come back here before our opener and have a chance to talk to the team, I'm sure our guys are going to be really fired up to have that opportunity to hear him speak. Derek always does a phenomenal job with that of speaking to young men, and I'm sure that he will take it one step further with this team to let our guys know what it takes to get to that level. And Derek's journey to get there, he'd always been a student of the game. He's always had a passion for football, but not just that, what type of person he is, which is first and foremost of how we represent our families, our university, our teammates. Derek is absolutely a guy that we can take some mentorship from, and I'm sure our team is going to be really, really happy and excited to have him here.
Coach, you know, I know you've been watching the program from a distance, even when you've been away, but now in here and now kind of ready for your first season, first fall camp, is there anything about maybe the state of the program that surprised you? Or maybe, you know, coming off a 1-11 season, you look at it and say, you know what, we're in better shape, you know, here than I thought.
Well, I don't even look at the 1-11 season, really. We don't spend any time talking about that. It's all about the future. It's all about our expectation, which is internal expectation. Obviously, you probably all saw that we're picked sixth in our division, and that's fine with us, you know, because that's where we deserve to be until we prove people wrong. And so there's a lot of motivation there. We talked about it early when we first got here back in January, as far as what a 1-11 season does to you and why sometimes that happens, and really just to define what needs to change to improve that. And that's been our focus. It really has. And so I don't think the cupboard's bare by any stretch of the imagination here. I think there's talent here. I think there's awesome kids here who are willing to work. And they've done nothing but shown us that through spring and through their summer commitment. And so it's time to take one more step right now. And I'm really excited for them. I see a different look on their face. I see a different bounce in their step. I see a different energy. Obviously, that should happen after they're down and out, you know, in January after a 1-11 season. But I'm excited about it, and I know they are. And so we're just going to work every single day to enjoy the process and make sure we work to attain what our goals are.
Jumping off of what you just said about the cupboard not being bare, how many freshmen do you anticipate playing this year and making an impact?
I have no idea. You know, it depends. I think we have a quality class that came in, and so it's going to be competitive for everyone. I think our team understands that when the newcomers came throughout the summer and participated in the summer program. I think they saw a little jump with guys that are hungry and guys that are talented. But I would not know that until we get into camp and we compete every single day and see where they fall. You know, I think for freshmen to play, they have to be mentally, physically, emotionally ready to play. And so that's what this next 29 practices is all about, is to make sure that they're prepared in all three of those areas.
How challenging is it to prepare for an opener against the Incarnate Word, knowing that you have Alabama the next week?
Well, the only, you know, I've already brought that to our team's attention because I think it's a natural thing that all anyone ever wants to talk about is Alabama. And so, you know, I'm going to make sure that our team understands, you know, first and foremost, it's our job to go out and play Incarnate Word and be successful there. And so we will make sure that we talk long and hard about that. And we're in no position to think that we're going to look past somebody and go to Alabama. You know, even though that's what the buzz is, that's what the fans talk about all the time, is Alabama, Alabama, Alabama. Alabama will come quickly enough. We have something to prove, and we need to make sure we're doing our job when we get to game one with Incarnate Word, to make sure that we're reaching our potential. It's not so much about who we're playing, it's how we play. It's about who we are and how we go on the field each and every game and be prepared and execute.
You mentioned Derek Carr, and you talked about, you know, what that means to you personally and to the program. You've got five guys coming to camp tomorrow who want to be the next Derek Carr at some point in their career. What are you looking for early to show you who's a real contender at taking those snaps on September 2nd?
Well, the quarterback position is always key, obviously. Felt like Chasen had done a nice job in spring, and Jorge was behind him close, and Christian, you know, was right there as well. So that's going to be very competitive. You always want your quarterback position to be a guy who's a field general, and it's not just about him. It's about putting his teammates in a position to be successful. There's a lot of things that go into that. Clock management, formations, huddle procedures, you name it. Game situations, on and on and on. Making great decisions, protecting the football, and being the field general. And so that's something that we've spent a lot of time talking about. I think Coach DeBoer has done a great job with these guys. But now it's time to take one more step. We're going to be a whole installation philosophy, where they're going to get a lot thrown at them in the beginning, then we'll go back, then we'll do it again, and then obviously we'll pare it down to game planning. But there's going to be a lot on them, and they're going to have to make sure they're making great decisions and making plays and putting other people on the team in a position to be successful.
Do you have an early feel for what you're going to do splitting reps initially? Or is that going to play out?
That will play out early on in camp. We'll do what our A reps are, which everyone will get equal amount of reps. And then as we move forward in the camp, the ones, twos, and threes, they're the ones will get most of the reps, the twos next, and then as we go, the threes will diminish a little bit as far as that, but that won't be until like the second week of camp. We're going to give everyone an opportunity to show what they can do.
Coach, kind of building on our conversation from media day where you said, you know, Chasen will enter fall camp as a starter, but it'll still kind of be in open competition. Is someone going to have to kind of take the job away from him in a way, you know, kind of, is that the way you're looking at it? Someone will really have to impress you?
No, I don't think it's like that. I think it's more ending spring. It just, he earned the opportunity to take the first rep in training camp. It's very close. And so it's going to be competitive from day one, and it may go back and forth every single day in camp. One guy performs one way, then, you know, Jorge may get the first reps the next day. So it's an ongoing process, and it's going to be very competitive. So no, there is not that huge gap there that says you are the guy and you have to lose the job. It's a situation where they have to perform each and every day, and then as we get closer to game time, the permanent starter will be announced at that point.
There's been a concentrated effort to really recruit the Valley this year. So how important has that been to your program to instill confidence in some of these kids, some of these homegrown kids, to get them to be a Bulldog?
Yeah, no, we've said from day one coming in here that was going to be our focus in recruiting, was to make sure that we saturate the Valley. And we've been working long and hard with that. I think all of our recruits this year so far that are committed to us are all California kids, quite a few of them from the Valley. And our focus has paid off for us. I do believe it's very, very important and critical to this program and the success of this program to bring the Valley kids back, the pride of the Valley to come back here so they can play in front of their family and their friends. And so we've had a lot of kids through here through this summer. And we've been very fortunate to get some commitments from some kids and feel really, really good about it. And we will continue that because I do feel like that's very, very important for the success and longevity of this program.
When the guys take the field tomorrow, what progress are you hoping to see from the end of spring ball?
Well, to carry over from where we left off, and that's the attention to detail and playing hard and playing fast and the discipline that we need to have. I think the effort, the energy, is really important. We worked really hard in spring football to create a standard of running to the football and playing very fast, but playing with a lot of discipline. And so and everything we do as far as disciplines concerned, there's a carryover to that. I don't care if it's touching the line, putting your foot behind the line, the attention to detail that we need to have, because this is a game of inches, and games ride on that. And so we will make sure to continue that. But I would anticipate that the leadership and the motivation will be one step above where it was in the spring, just because more trust level, more confidence that they have, and they're ready to go. I really do believe they're ready to go. You know, it's been a long, hot summer for them out there practicing. They have invested the time and the energy to do it. And so they're ready. And so I just can't wait to see that they start where we left off in spring and take one step further with it.
Do you have a message for the fans? What can they expect to see? Why should they get behind this program in 2017?
Well, I would just encourage the fans to come out and give us a chance. You know, put the past behind us. Don't go off the past. Give our kids a chance to prove what we can do. It's what I've been talking about all along. Is that we're gonna play fast. We're gonna be disciplined. We're gonna play exciting. We're gonna create turnovers. Our goal is to create turnovers, protect the football. That's the biggest stat in football is turnover margin. And so we work long and hard on that. Kids who hustle, they play hard every down, and to play disciplined football. It's going to be exciting football. Offensively will be exciting to watch. But I know the effort will be there, play in and play out. Not that that's always going to equal a victory, you know, but to come and enjoy and watch and stand behind and be a part of helping with our success. We know what Bulldog Stadium has been, what it should be, and how intimidating it can be for our opponents coming in here. So I would ask our fans to please help us to come out and create that energy, create that environment for our kids to feed off of, and also make it difficult on our opponents.
Coach,
Coach, how does this situation compare to the situation you inherited at Cal in that first year when you were able to make a quick turnaround?
Very similar. You know, when you have a program that's only won one game, as it was at Cal, the first two things that you need to make sure that you address are trust level and confidence of the kids. And I think we've really grown with that. I think the kids understand that we care about them in all areas, not just on the football field, but who they are as people, what they're doing in the classroom, their success in the classroom, which I was really pleased this last semester on how they performed in the classroom. So I think that's number one on how you build trust levels, make sure that the kids know that you care about them. And then from there, their confidence on how we practice every day and what they've done. I see a lot of similarities there. Obviously, taking the next step in fall camp right now is going to be huge in that process. But that's the goal, is to make sure that if they go into our games prepared and they're confident and they trust the people around them and they're excited about playing.
Preseason rankings aside, Coach, how do you see the Mountain West as a viable entity and playing out this season?
You know, I don't know, really. I have one thing to focus on, that's our team. Preseason rankings don't mean anything, and I wouldn't care if you were first or whether you're sixth. It doesn't matter, because the only ones that matter are the ones at the end of the year. Can we carry some motivation off being sixth? I think so. I think that's a little chip on your shoulder for that, but still, none of that's going to do anything. It's all about the process and how we prepare, how we execute. Do we play smart? Do we protect the football? Do we get turnovers? Don't get stupid penalties, all those type of things that win football games. You know, so where it ends up at the end of the year is where it's going to end up. But it's a process. It's one day at a time. It's one meeting at a time. It's one drill at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time. And that's what it's going to be all year. And then when we get to the end, we'll see where we are.
How big is it for you guys to have the bye before the start of conference play and then open conference play?
I think it's in a really good spot, you know. So play Incarnate Word, then go to Alabama, go to Washington, and have a bye. You know, at that point, to be able to assess where we are and to get ready and get energized for league play. And so I think it's at a good time, really. And so looking forward to that.
Coach, you had talked about a lot, obviously, about getting players, but you also spent some time recruiting the fans back. How has that gone, and what are the ticket sales like? Do you have any idea of people coming back and getting excited in this program?
Yeah, you know, I've had a chance to talk to a lot of people, but I have no idea where that is. You know, that's something I've been focusing on. I obviously do feel that it's important to reconnect with the fans and create some energy and bring everybody back. But, you know, I think the best way we can do that is to put a product on the field that they can be proud of. And I just hope they give us the opportunity to do that. I don't know where season tickets stand right now, but we'll find out on game one, and then we'll do our job the best we can to put a product on the field that everybody can be proud of, and then hopefully it continues to grow from there.
For your players, for your coaches, for this program, when you guys are inside this room in a meeting, how do you articulate your goals for this year?
There's a lot of goals, right? I mean, there's a lot of things, and I don't know, Paul, if they're necessarily goals. I mean, we have one goal, and that's to win the Mountain West Championship and win our bowl game and do it with integrity and with academic excellence. All right, that's our goal. That covers a lot of things. But you'll see a lot of signs around this building. You look at over there, it's unity. You look at accountability, leadership, integrity. Okay, you look at all those things, team and focus, those type of things, the pride and tradition of Bulldog football. Cannot be entrusted to the team of the week. A lot of the things, you'll see a lot of new signs around here, you know, where it's team, unit, and me. And that's the order that we have to take this. So there's every single day we will educate these kids on what this program is all about. Every day we will have a speaker that's in here, and it's about life lessons. You know, let's be real clear about this. It isn't just about winning football games. This is about creating an opportunity for these young men to have a great opportunity and a great experience here at Fresno State, to become men who can go out and be great examples in the community, be very successful. Okay, we will have everyone in here from drug and alcohol counselors to DAs to motivation people, you name it. You know, our job is to educate these kids to take the next step in life. Okay, so this isn't just about football. It's not just about school. It's about making sure we're there for them to be successful in life.
You spoke a lot about trust, especially with your quarterbacks. How difficult is it for you to never have coached these guys in a real game situation and try to prepare them to be ready, whether it's a quarterback, a new middle linebacker, to play September 2nd and be coached by your coaches when you've never seen them actually playing a game?
The main thing is create those situations every day in practice, you know, and so we treat practice like a game, you know, and we need to practice with a purpose, right? They have to be deliberate practices. Why are we doing this, right? And so we will continually do things to where if we put them in enough situations where it's like a game, the game should be easy at that point. And that's where that trust level comes from, right? I mean, every day to make sure we're doing the things we need to do to have the discipline so that when we do get on the field on game day, that it's easy. There's just a carryover. It's a habit, right? And habit comes from repetition, consistent repetition, and that's what we work to do every single day in practice.
We'll let Coach go at this time. Thank you.
All right, thank you all. Go Dawgs.
That was Fresno State football head coach Jeff Tedford at his first weekly press conference of the new season. We heard him there talking about repetition, and one of the areas where that's going to be the most visible is at quarterback, as we see Chase and Virgil and some other guys competing for that quarterback job. And now we're going to bring you some audio from Virgil after the first day of fall camp.
How did everybody look today, Chase? Did you feel a carryover from spring and from summer?
Definitely. I mean, it was just a new energy that we had out here. You know, guys came out with a lot of energy. Definitely different from the spring, because coming into the spring, we really didn't know much. We hadn't ran it, but I think coming out just with the first day and going through things, you know, it looked really smooth. And, you know, we'll just get better every day. You know, guys that keep repping things and everything will fall back into place. But to pick up from spring and to go through the summer, it was a really good day.
What were you able to get done on a day one of fall camp? Just the helmets. What was the emphasis today? What do you feel like you accomplished?
Well, just come out and set the tone. Just to set the tone on how we're going to practice and, you know, how we're going to operate, you know, with a fast pace and, you know, just making sure that we get our technique and things down. That way when we get in pads, everything, you know, still runs smoothly. And it was almost like a review day, just making sure guys still know the base stuff and just moving forward. But it was just to set the tone as far as, like, you know, just how we practice and how fast we got to move on the offensive side of the ball.
Any new additions to your skills position players that you're working with that caught your eye today?
Man, we got a lot of them. And, you know, we got Darian Graham. You know, we got some other receiver guys, some of the running backs, Ronnie, Jordan. You know, those guys, they coming in and compete. And, you know, it's helping the guys that was already here push themselves. And, you know, that's what we need in each and every spot, you know, even at the QB spot with Kyle and Rent. You know, guys just to come in and compete and want to play. That way you can push the guys ahead of them and, you know, just make everybody better. You know, so we needed that.
What have you seen out of those two young quarterbacks coming in to join the group?
Man, they're good, man. They're good. They got a lot of poise. They listen. They learn. You know, they ask a lot of questions to the older guys, to coach. And it's just been good, you know, helping them go through everything. I had the same help when I first got here. So just to be able to help those guys come along. And there are some things I might learn from, you know, from when they take a rep and they learn from me. So it's just nice to have those guys here, but they're really good.
When you're looking downfield, how much more of an option is the tight end position now with this offense to you?
Definitely more of an option, you know, more routes and things that they do. Tight ends can be a big part for us, you know, running in the pass game. And so we got a lot of big guys running down the middle of the field that have height to save us on some bad throws sometimes, and some athletic guys. So they definitely are a big part in offense.
Jason, how are you going to define success this year?
You know, for us, it's just, you know, our goal is to win the Mountain West Championship and to go to a bowl game. And, you know, I feel like if we don't reach those things, we're going to feel like no matter what the season we had, we're going to feel like it's a failure. But, you know, we just, at this point, you know, we're just taking it a day through camp, you know, just focusing on what we got to get better at that day. That's our goal right now. It's just getting better each day through camp. And when the season comes, we'll take it a game at a time. And, you know, when the season's over, hopefully you can ask me that question, I'll be able to answer it.
So you're not thinking big picture then?
Nah, right now I'm just thinking, you know, just how I'm going to get better in film later, how I'm going to get, you know, better the next day and the day after that. And so the big picture will come. It'll come. But right now we're just working as a team just to get better out here. That way we can look how we want to look when the season comes.
That was Fresno State quarterback Chase and Virgil out there at fall camp. Again, the big news this week is Derek Carr's number 4 jersey will be retired at the season opener September 2nd at Bulldog Stadium. Make sure you get your tickets now. You won't want to miss this historic evening. It's a Saturday, 7 p.m. kickoff. Can't get any better than that for college football on a summer night. The first game under new coach Jeff Tedford. I have a feeling the Red Wave will be out in full force, and I can't wait to see it. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Fresno State Sports Report on KFSR. Follow us on Twitter at 907KFSRSports. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Sports Report every Saturday morning at 8:30. For complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.